It's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, it's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
Good Friday morning to you. How you doing? Hope it's a good start to what turns out to be a beautiful weekend for you in the neighborhood of Woodbine. It is the Greg Pogue, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Goggin Cold Hall. Patton Cook, John Burton, Greg Pogue, all in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Hello, fellas.
What is happening?
How you doing,
good morning.
Man?
I'm doing good.
You got to take a jaw dropper out of your mouth, buddy.
No, I don't. It's what distinguishes me.
I like your voice without any impediments.
Jesus.
All right. Fine. Is that better?
Yeah. I took mine out. It's sitting right over here. Look.
Anything else I can do for you?
Yeah. No, just don't chew gum and talk on the air. Oh, can you chew gum and walk? What's that old saying? Can you chew gum and walk at the same? Remember that?
I actually don't know. I've never really concentrated on seeing if I could do it. I think I can do it.
Walking in. Can you do the, where are we right now? Can you rub your belly and pat your head?
I can't do that.
I can't either.
I can't do
can
it.
Can you do that, Patton?
Nope. Not coordinated.
You know
enough.
What I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
This,
yep.
Then I start going around with the top. And
I can't
I'm,
do it.
I'm rubbing my, patting my belly. I can't do it. I'm not, you know.
Granted, I haven't really tried since, I believe, middle school. And when I found out, I'm not very coordinated. I'm going to stop embarrassing myself.
Yeah,
so I stopped after that. So.
Anyway, how you doing, guys?
Doing fantastic. Great night of sports.
These
sports
things are great. Let's tell people what we're doing. These, if anybody has any kind of congestion,
yes,
the Vicks, what are they called? I got the bag out in the car. I live on them. They're the ultra
it's like a,
menthol.
It's like a vapor drop.
Vapor rub cough drops.
Yes.
They open you up.
Man, it is
yeah.
It is fantastic.
I have bags of them.
It's like driving on 440 with nobody else on the road. It's just open.
I am a these preppers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoarding cough drops.
Oh yeah. You're
so,
that dude.
Yep. So anyway, but especially this time of the year. Anyway, how you doing, Patton?
I'm doing good.
Good morning, General.
Another chilly morning this morning, walking out of the house.
Yeah, what was your commute to work like this morning?
I'm in
bright
jeans and a sweatshirt. It was 46 degrees this morning.
He's all layered up. He's got his John with the toboggan. And look at me.
Yeah.
You warned us. You warned
his
me.
Frog belly, white legs. He's wearing shorts today.
I'm wearing
folks.
Shorts. It's going to be, I mean.
Now, when is the switch usually?
It's, you know. I would say Thanksgiving, maybe somewhere through there. And if I, I don't know.
Friend of show, John Glennon, he once one year, he tried to go the entire season of covering the Titans practice in shorts.
Uh-huh.
And it got pretty cold in late November, early December. And he had to scrap that plan. But,
if you layer up and the only thing that's showing is knee to, high ankle, you can get away with it.
You can get away with it.
Get away with that. I know people that wear shorts all year long.
Yeah.
I'm close to that. I don't know. I'm not. With me, if I've got an important thing that I need to go to, I'll put on long pants. these are my dress shorts.
Yeah, you're looking very dapper.
Titans and the Chiefs on Sunday. The spread at 4.5. It jumped up a little bit over that, but Julio Jones sighting. I love it. Is this what we got to do the rest of the year?
Oh, it's Julio watch for the rest of the year.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Julio watch. It is. Yep. Get used to it.
I think your news, your sports led Julio practice last night. I think that's what their lead was. I don't know. But, Julio Jones out there. Here's some good news. Roger Saffold was back out there. A full participant. That's good as well. And so Randy Bullock, Chris Jackson, Jerry McNichols, all full go yesterday as well. So
a little concerned about A.J. Brown, though.
Yeah.
DNP, and he put out a tweet, I guess, late yesterday afternoon saying, my body is rejecting any food I ate. This blank ain't no joke. So he's still dealing with that bad Chipotle that he,
well,
that he chowed
sounds
down.
That sounds more than food poisoning. I'll be a doctor here. Food poisoning doesn't last two or three days. It sounds like
normally, isn't that like a 24-hour thing?
Maybe
36 hours?
It runs its cycle.
It runs its natural course.
But this sounds like a virus.
Yeah.
A stomach virus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dr. So, Pogue says.
Right. Didn't practice yesterday. Didn't practice on Wednesday. We'll see what he can do today. You know, I'm more concerned about the Titans secondary going up against Mahomes in that passing offense because you got a lot of guys banged up. So, you know, I don't know how, you know, Shane Bowen and the defensive staff are going to try and scheme it. You know, the biggest thing is you know what you have on the outside with guys like Hardman and the Cheetah. The guy that kills you, though, is Kelce, right? And what I see a lot happen, guys, is a lot of teams, they'll give Travis Kelce a free release off the line. You got to jam him, man. You got to just, you got to disrupt
his
timing.
At every level.
Yeah, you got to get physical with him. Now, he's a big physical guy. But you gotta match that physicality. So that's where I think a guy like Elijah Molden could be very big in this game. You know, trying to maybe get out on Travis Kelce. Well, listen, yeah. He's physical, and
that's all you got.
You listen to that guy talk. He talks like an 8-year veteran. He seems to really know what the heck he's doing. But I understand what you're saying. Travis Kelce against a rookie safety. You know, it's definitely advantage KC. But at least from a physicality standpoint, you know, he might be able to stay with this guy down the field. And again, you know, I see teams all the time. Don't give that guy a free release at the line of scrimmage. He'll kill you. So it's going to be a challenge for the Titans defense. They got to get some turnovers. They got to get some pressure on Mahomes. They got to get him off his spot. You know, I mean, that's the formula every week. I understand that. But I think this week especially.
Here's what we got doing this morning. Ryan Callahan, as usual, 9:25. Alabama trip tomorrow should be interesting. They're about a 4-touchdown underdog with that. And then Picking with the Pickers, presented by Tim Leeper Roofing. We let the cat out of the bag because I wasn't totally confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
Daryl Waltrip
nice.
will join us at 10 o'clock.
Friend of show, DW, yep. Of course, yep. NASCAR legend. It's you know, synonymous with our city and our state. It's going to be great.
Yeah, good guy on top of everything else. So Daryl Waltrip will be doing Picking with the Pickers with that. Preds last night, Rangers, well, actually it was a 2-1 game. You don't got the empty netter, but the Rangers have won 3 in a row. The Preds are off to a 1-3 start. The only goal coming from the rookie, his first NHL goal, Philip Tomasino. Need more of that. And it's one of another. It was basic. It says 3-1, but it's basically a one goal game. They're going to have those all year. We were talking about that yesterday. Get used to it. 2-1, 3-2.
Yeah, we're going to see a lot of those. Yep. Because right now, I just think, you know, you look at the Preds. They did have 29 shots on goal, but you know, it just seems like this team's going to have some trouble generating some consistent offense until these younger guys that we spoke of earlier in the week get up to speed. So I think, yeah, we're going to see a lot of these type of games at least for the first part of the season.
Braves last night, wow, Dodgers just sort of let it all hang out last night. Chris Taylor, 3 home runs, 6 RBI, and the thing with Chris Taylor, he went to the plate. No one has ever hit 4 home runs in a game in the postseason in Major League Baseball history. So I was watching that. So there's been a lot of 3 home run games, including his teammate Albert Pujols. Max Fried got
Reggie in 77.
Yeah, I mean, not only did he hit 3 home runs, it was all 3 of those were on the first pitch of the at-bat. Think of that.
For Taylor?
No, for Reggie.
For Reggie, yeah.
For Reggie, yep. Not last night.
Yeah, 3 swings, 3 homers, yep.
A.J. Pollock with a couple home runs. So off to Atlanta. The Braves just need one of the two. Tomorrow at 4:08 on Fox. And here it's Max Scherzer against Ian Anderson. And then Sunday, if necessary, it'll be Walker Buehler and Charlie Morton. You know, you go home up 3-2. You need 1 out of 2 to go to the World Series. You'll take that. But it just seems like the momentum tilted a little bit last night.
Sure. And like if we said yesterday, you know, they're a championship team. You never want to, you know, give a championship team new life or extended life. We understand that. But I agree with you. The Braves are still in a good spot here. You know, going home for 2, needing to win 1. So it's still advantage Atlanta, but a great performance by the Dodgers last night. Chris Taylor was unbelievable. And, you know, again, you would have liked to see Atlanta sweep the leg last night and just, you know, get the series over with. But I still think they're in pretty good shape here.
Yeah.
Heading back home.
And Ian Anderson, you know, obviously Scherzer, you get what you get with him, but, yeah, you get the opportunity to win 1 out of 2 at home, to go to the World Series. You'll take that every year. Boston and the Red Sox and Astros tonight. Of course, the Astros are up 3-2. That is at 7 o'clock tonight on FS1 at 7:08, and then a game 7 would be tomorrow night. Eovaldi against Garcia tonight in that one, and I know you're glued to it because you're big fans of both teams.
Oh, I love both teams, yeah. I mean, just make a quick Astros, yeah, uh-huh, okay?
Yeah.
Like I said, it was kind of like how Mets fans felt back in 2009 when the Yankees played the Phillies. You know, Mets fans despise both teams, but it was basically like, well, we hate the Phillies a little bit more, so Yankees, just make it quick. That's kind of how I feel about this series. You know, I cannot, you know, as a Yankee fan, I cannot deal with seeing the Red Sox get to the World Series as much as, like, sports hate the Astros and kind of hate the Astros. Just make it quick. Get it over with.
Yeah, it's like the Cardinals with me.
Yeah.
Right. It's just the way it is. Right. Nashville SC going to Philly tomorrow night, 6:30. Nashville at 49 points, Philly at 46 points, a clean win by Philly, and they're tied for second place. And now, no Hany Mukhtar and no Luke Hockenson, right?
That's right.
Yeah, the accumulation of five yellows and not having Mukhtar is huge, right?
It sure is, and to me, this has got 0-0 written all over it. This is a Gary Smith, a game he doesn't really need to win. He can win the ones down the stretch. Orlando's going to be a game kind of similar like tonight, but this one's on the road. Their next three games are on the road. Their last game at home is their final regular season game of the season. But to me, I see this one on Saturday night just being a pack it in, get out of there with a point, and
kick the ball around for 90 minutes and get on out of there.
Exactly. A lot what we saw last year, but there's nothing wrong with that at this stretch. If you get second place within a point, who cares? You're in second place, you're getting the home games. But they've made this more interesting than they could have been if they had some of these draws turned into wins, but that's where they are right now.
Did you agree with Mukhtar getting the yellow card the other day? I know we didn't talk about it yesterday.
Yeah, it's really tough, and I think referees, they don't give as much slack to maybe defenders in the yellow card department, where attackers, they could just get one foul and they get a yellow card, where defenders are constantly getting fouls called their way and they get a little more leeway. But for Mukhtar, he didn't get the star treatment, I'll say it that for sure, on the last game out.
Yeah, so five. It's like the NBA with the technical foul one. After the 15th one, you got to sit out a game, something like that. I don't know where it is, but wow. See, I've learned. I didn't know that. Did you know that? Five yellows.
I had no idea.
You had to sit out a game.
And come the World Cup, this will be really even more important, because I believe it's just three yellow cards and you miss the next game automatically. And
wow.
That it's really a storyline that I think they should get rid of, quite frankly, but it's all a part
because
of the drama.
Yellow card isn't a red card, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Wait, who got the red card the other night? Did somebody get a red card and then they yanked it back?
Dax McCarty, he got a red card a while ago. I don't know if this is the one you're talking about, but a game I called last night, Austin P and EIU, a young lady said I believe a four letter word to the referee and got booted out very quickly. I'd never seen one that quickly before, but Austin P and EIU had a little drama last night.
The magic word, huh? From the okay.
Yep.
And those soccer players, they just got a bunch of potty mouths all the way around. Anyway. All right. Titans, yesterday, Derrick Henry spoke to the media. Every time you turn around, there's another grouping of a record. Like, you know, it includes Jim Brown and Walter Payton and Barry Sanders and Emmitt Smith and yada, yada. Every time you turn around, he's breaking or entering a group of people in a certain category. What do you have over there, Patton?
Yeah, Derrick Henry was talked about all these accolades, and he kind of said he really doesn't care at this point. And then a follow-up question was asked, why don't you care about all these records?
I just don't try to get too caught up in it and worry about things like that. You know, I'm really worried about how well we do as a team, how well we do as an offense, and what I can do to help the team each and every week, and how can I be better rather than this record's coming up, I have a chance to break this record. No, it's like, how can I be better each and every week, be a better teammate, be a better leader of this team, and go out there and take advantage of the opportunities that I get to help this team win?
You know, John, you've covered him since day one.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Up to now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the more his star grows,
because
he's certainly in the MVP conversation right now for a running back, that's odd, rare, for that to happen.
Yeah, it's normally a quarterback award, right?
But you said it yesterday, and I agree with it, and you see it more in that kind of setting than I do because you're there.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like he's more comfortable every day and sort of because he was – it's not that he, you know, was not able to talk. He was just shy.
I think he was shy. I think he was shy, a little standoffish. Yeah. I think when he first got to the Titans, the whole idea of, you know, sitting and learning for a year or two behind DeMarco Murray didn't really sit that well with him. You know, this guy was a, you know, one of the greatest high school football players ever, went to Alabama, won a national championship, won a Heisman. In his mind, his expectations, all right, I'm here, I'm the guy. What do you mean I got to sit behind, you know, DeMarco Murray? But, you know, and we go back to that chat that he had with Eddie George. He doesn't like to talk about that. But ever since then, he's been a new man. And, I mean, I remember when he first got in the league, he tried to bounce everything outside. You know, well, he had to realize that, you know, okay, you're fast, but everybody in this league's fast. You're a freak. Everybody else in this league is a freak. And just the fact that you see what he does now with the dirty runs, right? Sometimes if all you could get me is 2 yards, get me 2 yards. But with Derek, usually those 2 yard runs end up being 4 yard runs because he leans forward. He's learned how to run physically. He's learned how to be patient as a running back, knowing that, you know, I can't bust a 90 yarder every play, although it seems like he does every week. You know what I mean? And I think from a media standpoint, yeah, I think he's learned. Maybe somebody got to him and said, look, man, you're a popular guy. I mean, he was already popular before he got here because he played at Alabama. You know what I mean? And so, yes, he's much more comfortable with the media. He was actually yesterday when he got done with his session at the podium, he walked away and kind of looked at us, smiled, and said, "That's it." And I told him, I said, well, "You're more than welcome to stay. I'm sure we can come up with more questions for you." And he just smiled and walked away. He looks relaxed. His body language is very, very relaxed. I think he knows, hey, I'm pretty darn good. You know, this isn't so bad having to talk to these guys once a week or after a game. It's not, you know, and I think also, let me add to this. I think becoming a father has changed his perspective. You know, he's got his daughter now and that puts things into perspective and it lets people know, you know about this, you're a dad. Once you have a kid, man, it's like, okay, it's not all about me anymore. You know, I got other people I'm doing this for. So,
yeah, I think you add all that up. 30 years later, it's still the same thing.
That's right, exactly. But you add all that up, and I just really feel like he's, you know, he's becoming a pro. And, you know, it'd be very easy for him to sit up there and say, yo, man, look at all these records I'm breaking. You know, you gotta consider me the GOAT. He deflects all of that, and I think it's genuine. I don't think it's phony jock speak. I think when he says, hey, I'm worried about winning and getting better, and it's about the team, you believe him.
College football tonight, 5 o'clock, MTSU at UConn on CBS Sports
Radio. Happy hour of college football.
Yeah, 5 o'clock this afternoon, MTSU at UConn, and that's part of a doubleheader on CBS Sports Network. 8:30, Colorado State, Utah State, ESPN2's got a doubleheader. 6 o'clock, Memphis at Central Florida, and at 9:30, Washington, Arizona. Last night, the Broncos beat the Browns 17-14.
The Browns beat the Broncos
17-14. You know, that spread went down to like -1, 1.5, and I'm thinking, man.
The injuries the Browns had.
But they're still, with all of that, they're still better than the Broncos, and you saw that. That was just a, hey, let's get this win and get out of here.
Yeah, good job by Case Keenum. Yep. D'Ernest Johnson came in at a huge game.
D'Ernest Johnson.
Yes.
148 yards out of South Florida. You know, everybody's talking no Chubb, no Hunt. Mm-hmm. Well, no problem.
Well, they got a great offensive line. They had a great scheme last night. And D'Ernest Johnson, real quick, he was a guy that just a couple years ago was getting paid to fish for mahi-mahi down in Florida.
Well, I'll do that.
Yeah, and now he's playing NFL football, and he just had a huge game on national TV. So good for him. Good for the Browns.
You know what mahi-mahi is?
It's delicious. I know that.
No, what you know why it's called mahi-mahi and they don't serve it by its real name?
I do not.
It's dolphin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, dolphin. And, you know, everybody, oh, you're eating flipper? No. Flipper was a porpoise.
That's right.
Yeah, no. Mahi-mahi is the name for dolphin, which you go to the restaurants because they don't want to have dolphin on the menu.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I just know it's delicious.
It is. It's a very white, flaky fish.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Sort of like me, a white, flaky guy.
Yes.
Anyway.
I have to stare at those frog belly white legs all morning.
Yeah. It's just for you. Right, let me scoot over a little bit.
No. All right. You stay right there.
All right, that gets us going this morning. Hey, coming up, Picking with the Pickers, presented by Tim Leeper Roofing. Darryl Waltrip will be our guest. But coming up, talk a little Vols with Ryan Callahan. Coming up next.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
Golfers, it's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the Callaway Apex Trade-In Event running now through October 31st. Bring in any of your old clubs and receive a 50% trade-in bonus towards new Apex 21 irons. The Apex, Apex Pro, and Apex DCB are designed with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. Swing by and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, highs around 66. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 40s. Sunshine for Saturday, highs in the low 70s. Saturday night, partly cloudy, slight chance of rain, lows 57. Sunshine for Sunday, highs near 80. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Craig Pope, John Burton, Patton Cook right here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. We're presented by Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin Coldall, coldest team in town. Ryan Callahan, 24-7, Go Vols 24-7. Ryan, did you get hit with any mustard or a golf ball or anything, anything flying objects last Saturday?
I did not. I managed to escape without any of that. But, you know, it's a week-to-week thing. You just never know.
You ever, I mean, Ryan, I've been around a while. I've never seen anything like that, and I would imagine you, most people haven't. What was it like being there, seeing it unfold?
It was pretty surreal. You know, you've seen some situations where, you know, some cups or bottles are thrown onto the court of the field, and interesting, it was good reporting this week by the Knoxville News Sentinel. They contacted the SEC. You had the video that surfaced online from the 2019 Ole Miss Tennessee basketball game that was kind of going around as this didn't result in a $250,000 fine for Ole Miss. Why is this okay and this wasn't? There was a noticeable difference in that situation, which was that at Ole Miss, the bottles and things that were thrown to the floor after the game was over. It didn't delay the game. And also there was a rule against that kind of thing that was put in effect later that year. So in 2019, that became a sort of a more finable offense for the SEC. But yeah, that's usually where you see it is kind of after a game. I've seen a little bit of that after games. Certainly never seen it during a game like that, and never seen it where a golf ball and a mustard bottle and all this random stuff is involved in it either. So that was certainly something new. And you just kind of shook your head during the delay and said, what is going on? You understand the frustration, and it's not unprecedented for it to happen. It'll probably happen again at some point somewhere. But yeah, just a surreal scene to see that play out during the final minute of a game, and to see us a 4.5 hour game delayed even further because fans are throwing stuff onto the field with 53 seconds left.
Yeah, Ryan, and I know a lot of people are saying, well, it was just a few people in the student section. I'm not buying that, are you?
Well, it definitely wasn't just students. Now, I will say, we had a pretty good view of that, obviously, from the press box up in the clouds at Neyland Stadium. And all the debris that was gathering on the field was in front of the student section. I saw really nothing else coming from any other part of the stadium. That may or may not have been clear on TV, but it was pretty much all along the southeast corner of the stadium, and that's where the students sit, all in the lower level. Now, I don't know enough to hear this, but people who were on the field, because some reporters go down early before the game is over and watch the final minutes from the field to have better access to the post game media center and things like that. And some of the guys who were down there reported hearing that or seeing some things thrown from the upper deck. That either made it onto the field or maybe were, someone even used the term relay throw, like in baseball, that things were being thrown from the upper deck down to the lower level and then onto the field. So, there were definitely things coming from different areas other than just the student section. It's just hard to obviously say what percentage came from where, but there's no doubt that all the debris you saw on the field was coming in front of the student section, which kind of starts around midfield and goes down into the end zone along the east sideline. That's pretty much where all the trash was.
I heard it suggested and that maybe Lane Kiffin threw gas on the fire, and okay, but that's Lane going up into the game, during the game, whatever. That's how he is. He's going to troll fans. He's going to do whatever he likes to do. And it's certainly, if I'm a media person, I like that kind of thing. It gives you plenty of things to write about. Mm. But up until a point, yes. I can't lay this at the feet of Lane Kiffin. Secondly, I'm not even going to ask you about that, but definitely the officiating. The Tyler Barron scoop and score I thought was just a bad call. Plenty, just call it like it is. I don't know about the Jacob Warren spot. Looked like maybe a bad spot, maybe not, whatever. But certainly the officiating in this league is awful. And it's the worst it's ever been. Maybe it's more difficult to officiate it. Maybe whatever the reason is. But, those calls, and we see it across the board, quite frankly, even at the NFL level, how officiating is deteriorating.
Yeah, and it's that is the storyline that, because of the fan reaction, and maybe this is unfortunate from Tennessee's perspective, that storyline doesn't get enough play this week because of what happened in the final minute of the game. That sort of became more of the story. But you're right. I think a lot of the anger that led to all that stuff being thrown. Now, sure, it's a game that people were pretty fired up for. It's a night game, so people have been tailgating all day, and they go in the stadium, and beer's available in the stadium. So certainly alcohol played a part in that, I would imagine, and other factors too. But one of the things that led to that was just pure anger over, that call in particular, the fumble return for a touchdown by Tyler Barron being wiped off. And then also, I think there was a lot of frustration over Ole Miss and all the injury stoppages.
Oh, yeah, the flopping.
Trying to slow down Tennessee's offense. And it may have happened both ways. There were injuries on both sides that could be accused of that, having that motivation. So, yeah, I think that a lot of things, but officiating was definitely at the top of the list, and it was just a frustrating game, I think, for Tennessee fans in that regard. But I do agree the SEC's got an officiating problem. It's not nearly consistent enough. And the fact that when these situations pop up, you can dig into these officials' past and find, because we were discussing it in the press box during the game, well before any of that became an issue, this is the same crew that or part of the crew that was at the Memphis, Mississippi State game earlier this year that resulted in the SEC sending out a statement after the game to correct an officiating error. So the fact that you can dig back into these officials' past and find so much baggage with previous blown calls isn't good either. So whether it's finding some officials that have potential biases in their past, or finding guys who have blown calls like this on their resumes, the SEC's got to figure out some of this. And you've got all the resources in the world, whether it's devoting more resources to officiating or whatever it is. You got to keep your best crews on your best games. There's no reason an Ole Miss Tennessee game with those kinds of stakes should have a crew that's had that kind of issue in the same season. You've got to get this figured out and start to address some of these issues.
Ryan Callahan is our guest, Go Vols 24/7. Ryan, what do we know about Hendon Hooker's availability for tomorrow against Alabama?
You know, it's looking better, honestly, than I certainly thought it would be 4 days ago. My thought going into this week, and people were kind of wondering what to make of it when Josh Heupel said day-to-day regarding Hendon Hooker and Cade Mays and Tyon Evans earlier this week. And with Hooker in particular, we saw that injury at the end of Saturday's game, and it didn't look very good. Cade Mays didn't look very good, for that matter. We weren't really sure, but Josh Heupel doesn't say much about injuries, but I took from the day-to-day that, hey, this isn't as serious as we thought it might be, but I still wasn't sure he'd play this week. And now we hear, he's been on the practice field this week. He's gotten some work in, pretty consistently throughout the week. I think there's at least a 50-50 chance he plays, and that's more than I would have given him during the course of the week, or certainly earlier this week. So I think there's a real chance, and that's a huge deal for Tennessee. There's no way around it. You can't think otherwise if you've seen Joe Milton play the past few weeks. I mean, the way that game ended Saturday night, and that's a play that maybe doesn't get enough attention because of everything else that happened.
Oh, yeah, wow. And I tell you what, I feel sorry for him, quite frankly. He just, lack of a better term, he just had a brain fart.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And to be put in that situation at that time, and everybody knows, and even he knew at that moment he ran out of bounds. I got to put the ball in the end zone. That's the
you
only
thing. Just throw it up there high.
Whatever.
And just, give the play a chance.
But he's only one play away from being back in there.
Right. But it was, it was a brain dead play, I said. There's no other way to describe that. And he just didn't go into that play clearly thinking the one thing you have to think in that situation, which is I've got to throw it to the end zone. So if you're a Tennessee fan, there's no way you don't understand how important it is for Hendon Hooker to play this game. Because without him, it's either Joe Milton or Harrison Bailey, and this staff has not thought that Harrison Bailey has been ready to play. Maybe that changes at some point if Hooker has to leave a game again or isn't able to play tomorrow. But that's not an ideal situation either way. So clearly that's a big deal. And right now I'd say there's at least maybe better than 50-50 chance that Hendon Hooker plays, because he has been in much better shape this week and able to practice. And that's not something we really expected this week.
Ryan, Jeremy Pruitt's attorney says, hey, we're suing. We want the 12.6 owed, yada, yada, yada. He says, we have dirt, includes Rick Barnes in the letter to the university. I'm sure Rick's happy about that.
Yeah, wow.
And also with Kelly Harper, too. I understand. I have a copy of the response from the UT attorney. You're welcome to use this. It says, "Bring it on, puppy dog." it's like they're not going to say we're not settling. Come get it. And we don't know if there's level ones or level twos. Tennessee said there were at the beginning. We'll see when all of that finally comes out. But looks like UT's not going to do any kind of settlement here.
It certainly doesn't sound like it. Now also the letter from Pruitt's attorney, I forget the exact wording, but something on the lines of, we're not bluffing. Usually when you say that, you're totally bluffing. So that also struck me as interesting there. But I do think Tennessee clearly feels it's coming at this from a pretty strong position, and thinks it's got everything on Jeremy Pruitt that it needs to justify this firing for cause. It it's an interesting decision because, you know, at a certain point, depending on the legal fees and time and resources that go into it, some people will tell you just to go ahead and pay the buyout so you don't cost yourself that money in legal fees. So you just never know what's going to come of it. But I think Jeremy Pruitt and his attorney are just so used to seeing these situations that you're convinced a school's going to want this to go away at a certain point, right? They're going to want to just give us a little bit of the money and say, let's be done with this and not have to worry about it. They've already put, what, $1 million or so worth of legal fees into this investigation. So on top of that, you know, you're going to pretty great lengths here to avoid paying Jeremy Pruitt a dime. And I think they just kind of are thinking at a certain point Tennessee's going to want this to go away. But they clearly feel they've got everything they need on Jeremy Pruitt, and they're not buying what he's flinging at them. I think what they're mainly not buying is that he wants this case to go to court, which would take a long time probably for it to get there. And once you did, a lot of things would come out on both sides that Jeremy Pruitt probably would not want out there either, regardless of what mud he's slinging in the process. So I think Tennessee's calling that bluff and feels pretty good that it's got a lot of things dug up on Jeremy Pruitt over the past 9 months that are going to be pretty damning for him when this finally does come to light. But yeah, I don't think Tennessee feels all that worried based on what they've uncovered in this investigation.
Can you imagine Rick Barnes going, what? What? Why am I in this?
Yeah, and Kelly Harper, too. What's she done?
Yeah, that statement from Rick Barnes and from Philip Fulmer, for that matter, to ESPN the other night, those were pretty strongly worded statements. They were not going to have that come back at them, and we'll see how they handle that. But that, the more names you throw in there, the worse that can get. And I think he certainly made some additional enemies with that statement that his attorney put out.
Yeah, I mean, college football coaching suicide is what he committed right there. So
Well, I mean, that's what he's trying to, and that's what Tennessee is probably banking on him trying to avoid, because really, the details of this investigation could go a long way in determining what his future is in college football coaching. So I think that's the other thing that Tennessee is sort of calling his bluff on. Hey, do you really want the details of this coming out and endangering your chances of ever getting back to the level you were before as a coordinator or anything like that? Because he's in the NFL right now. He might have to bide his time in the NFL before he can get back to the college game. And the details of this investigation might have a pretty big role in determining when, if at all, he gets back to college coaching. So that, I think that's one thing Tennessee's banking on with this, and thinking he'll just want it to go away and thinking that, you know, this is all kind of a bluff.
Ryan Callahan, 24/7. Ryan Callahan, Go Vols, 24/7. Ryan, thank you. Always appreciate it.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, watch out for flying mustard bottles.
Well, head on a swivel, Ryan.
Alabama, maybe barbecue sauce down out
there. Yeah, that wouldn't be bad.
Yeah.
I've never had mustard-flavored vodka before.
Sure you have. Don't lie to the people.
I've had it all, whatever. All right, yeah, Ryan, see ya.
Bye, Ryan.
Thanks, guys.
Ryan Callahan, Go Vols, 24/7. We'll take a break. F&M Bank phone line open, 615-844-5600.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over 3 decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget, and their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans, or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
And now, Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, our premier full-service exterior expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This message is from Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, backed by over 20 years of experience and an A-plus rating on the BBB. For residential or commercial, roofing, siding, or gutters, call today at 615-788-5031 and online at AbsoluteContractingPlus.com. Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
When it comes to baseball and softball equipment, nobody beats hit after hit. They have uniforms to batting cages to private lessons, all the way down to field maintenance equipment. With over 800 styles of gloves and over 1,500 wood and aluminum bats, they're located at 705 Air Park Center Drive. Phone number 615-399-2287 or go online to hitafterhitonline.com.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This is going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Sports
Radio, WNSR. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Greg Pope, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Goggin Cold Hall, Pat and Cook. Phone lines are full. Let's get some calls on the F&M Bank phone line. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello. Hey, Steve-O.
Morning. Going through a car wash right now, so I hope it doesn't get loud. I'm convinced that that Sammy Stewart with F&M Bank is Kenny the Mailman as well. I think he's living a double life. They sound just alike.
You ain't kidding.
Anyhow. Or maybe Joe Dubin acting as all of them. But talking about officiating, I've always found that fascinating because I tried to officiate, and being the sports fanatic that I am, you would think I'd be decent at it. I was terrible, but I think the world of officiating is in big trouble because nobody's getting into it. I mean, it's a thankless job. You don't really make any money. It's a big time commitment, and I mean, it trickles down. You can ask my brother Schmitty that still does it and puts up with the punishment. Most of the people he officiates with is a bunch of old guys like us. So, I mean, there's no young people getting in. So, I mean, that's never, you know, down the road, people aren't going to work their way up to college and then pros. So it's not going to get any better, in my opinion. So I don't know what they can do about it, but you just take so much abuse from these over-the-top parents that just think they can act however they want. And there's usually no repercussions, so... That's just kind of my thoughts on it. They're going down a bad road.
Yeah, and the game becomes more difficult to officiate each year because just the size and speed of the players and everything that you're being asked to do. And what do you do? I mean, on the collegiate level, they're part-time, right? Yeah, even on the NFL level, they're part-time. There's been a lot of discussion about making them full-time, but you know, a lot of these people have – you know, they don't want to – I tell you what, if you made it full-time, you're going to lose some people because they're attorneys, they're business people.
Right.
You know, they don't want to give up their day job, you know, for the money that they would make to go do it full-time. So it's a tough thing. You look at baseball and basketball and hockey, they're all full-time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The biggest thing, Steve-O, is just consistency, right? Especially when it comes to football with – you know, what is or isn't pass interference? What is or isn't holding?
Targeting.
Yeah. A great example there. Those are the things that drive me nuts. I understand, you know, if I'm rooting for a team, I'm going to get jobbed out of a call every now and then. But it's just like, you know, especially pass interference. You know, sometimes you barely lay a glove on the guy, they're throwing the flag. Other times you see guys get totally mugged, they don't throw it. That's what drives me nuts as a fan.
Yeah, football's a little different, too, because you got so many, I mean, what are there, seven, eight officials on the field?
Yeah.
You get one one official that's overzealous and wants to call everything, and the other one wants to let it go. It's just, and there's so many judgment, and you can throw a flag on every play if you want. So it's,
well, and there's a lot of conspiracy theory coming out of Cleveland because like Baker Mayfield and Myles Garrett like criticized the refs over the last couple of weeks, and now the feeling is, you know, they're not getting calls now, or they're getting calls against them now because, you know, of what they said publicly and stuff like that. And, you know, you're right, man. It's it is tough with football. I don't. What do you guys think about the eye in the sky?
In what way?
In other words, a call is made, but it's clear and obvious, like the Rams Saints non-interference call. Theoretically, the eye in the sky person would, you know, call, buzz down and be like, hey, you got to look at that. That was pass interference. You didn't call it. You need to call it.
Yeah.
Well, college has that in a certain of a different level that they can initiate, whether it being the teams initiating the on the collegiate level, the person up at the booth can initiate a review where during
on
the
penalties?
Game. Yeah, not on penalties necessarily.
That's what I'm saying, like on penalties and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, that's subjective. Hey, Steve, thanks. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right, let's get Tony.
Because that's been kicked around a lot.
Tony, we'll do Tony in Nolensville, and we'll get Eric after the break. Got something working for Eric. Tony, what's up, man?
Hi, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Tony.
Hey, Pokey, let me ask you something real quick. Maybe you know it off the top of your head. I was unable to hear the picks yesterday on the underdog picks. Could you go through them real quick?
I pulled that out and set it on my desk at home. I took – hell, I can't even remember who I took. Man, I right off the top of my head, like I said, I wrote it down and I just set it on my desk at home last night.
That's all right. Greg, who y'all got this with? Who's the state got?
TSU is at Eastern Illinois tomorrow at 2:00.
They should be able to take care of them. What do you know on Murray?
Murray's good. They were actually Murray and Austin Peay were picked. Tied for the preseason. I think UT Martin's got the best team though in the league right now. I think they're up they're up to like 13th in the country in one poll.
Yeah, that's I knew they had won a couple of games and they knocked off somebody a couple of weeks ago. I forgot who it was, Greg. Yeah, they're playing pretty good. They are, there's no doubt about that. And one other thing, I'll get off here real quick. I know y'all coming up against a break in the top hour. Is John on the Titans and the Chiefs? There's no defense, don't you think? And I think, if I'm not mistaken, that's the highest over and under this week in the NFL.
Yeah, 57 and a half.
Yeah, it's going to be a track meet. Yeah. It's going to be a basketball game played on grass.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think, you know, both teams are going to try to get 3-4 touchdowns. So I think it's going to put it in the 60s. So I think it's going to be a crazy game. If it's anything other than that, then maybe the good thing about that is we found some defense.
Well, this defense is a little bit better than last year, which, you know, last year was historically bad, so there's really only one way to go but up. But, you know, I look at how banged up they are in the secondary and facing that quarterback and those weapons. It's going to be a tough day.
Tony, thanks.
That is.
Appreciate you, man.
But I think the Titans offense.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Tony. But I think the Titans offense can have a good amount of success against what's been a very, very leaky Kansas City Chiefs defense as well.
Stone for You LLC on the air, reminding all drivers to save the text message for a time when it's not going to cause an accident. Put down your cell phones and never text and drive. This safety message brought to you by Stone for You LLC. Trust the pros with an A-plus rating on the BBB. Call 423-949-5260, 423-949-5260. That's Stones for You LLC on the air, reminding you to never text and drive. There are people who care. Eric, you will be next.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again.
voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. Bob's Steak and Chop House offers the classic steakhouse experience. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. And they've got complimentary valet parking available. Bob's Steak and Chop House, located 5th Avenue downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
R&M Printing reminds everyone to please drive safely, sensibly, and defensively this summer season, especially around our parks and crosswalks. Remember, when a car hits a car, that's an accident, but when a car hits a child, that's a tragedy. This message is courtesy of R&M Printing, located at 7803 Lebanon Road in Mount Juliet. Trust their 30 years of experience for all your printing needs. From company logos to hoodies to t-shirts and more, call R&M Printing today at 615-453-5770 or visit them online at rmprinting.com.
If you're tired of the same old company holiday party or would like to reward your team with a fun night out, then Strike and Spare Family Fun Center is the place to be. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center specializes in group events, no matter how big or small. So contact the locations in Tusculum, Donelson, Hermitage, Murfreesboro, or Hendersonville to reserve your event. Plus, Hendersonville and Murfreesboro offers bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. Visit them online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center, where fun is bowling.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast for today. We'll have time for clouds and sun with an isolated shower or thunderstorm, high 76. Partly cloudy and chillier tonight, low 48. Sunny Friday, high 68. Plenty of sunshine Saturday. Utilizing the resources of the Motherbug Network and National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Get right back to the F&M Bank phone line. Eric, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hold on, Eric.
Wait for it, Eric. Hold on.
Hold on, Eric.
We got something for you.
Hold on, Eric.
Okay.
And now it's time for the NFL Roundup with our guy, Eric.
As we spin you around the National Football League.
Eric, that's your own sounder,
you got your
man.
Own open. How about that, Eric?
I appreciate that, guys. I don't feel worthy. I'm not worthy. So, but
kudos to our production manager, Eric.
Yeah, great job,
Eric Kelly.
Yeah.
We were talking about it like 10 minutes ago,
yeah, and he went back in the lab and whipped it up in like 2 seconds. So, good job, Eric.
Yeah.
Eric Clark.
I'm gonna get to it real quick, guys. First of all, you got 3 games. I mean, you got a lot of teams with buys, but of course, you got 3 games of humongous spreads. You've got I guess Tampa Bay was like a 12.5-point favorite over the Bears. You've got, I guess it's the Rams, 15-point favorite over Detroit, and then Arizona, which is about a 17.5-point favorite over Houston. I think two of those 3 games probably they'll be covered. The only one that may not be is the Bears and Tampa Bay, because Tampa Bay does have defense, the Bears does, but we'll see about that. And Arizona's got some tough games coming, but most of their tough games are at home.
I think Murray's a little banged up. Let's not forget that.
Yeah. They play Green Bay at home next Thursday. I know they've got the Rams later this season. Only really tough game they've got on the road is the Cowboys, which is the day after Christmas. That's going to be a huge game if both those teams stay healthy. But we'll see. I think the Baltimore-Cincinnati game, I think Cincinnati, Burrow may put up better numbers than Lamar, but, hey, Lamar's probably going to have the more impactful plays, and I can't just see. They've just done so much with so less with all the injuries they've got. As many injuries, they probably got more injuries than Cleveland. They're still 5-1.
Yeah.
I expect to be 6-1 after Sunday. And last about the Titans, I agree with you guys. I think it's going to be a shootout. I take the Titans plus the points because Kansas City's played by 4.5. But it would not shock me if the Chiefs win. But if we do win, it may be because of a guy played like maybe a Harold Landry or Kevin Byard on defense, because that's probably our two best defensive players, because I don't know if anybody else steps up. But
yeah, you got big Jeff Simmons. He's pretty good, too.
Yeah, we'll see, guys. I'll let you get off and get to your picking with the pickers. Y'all take care. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Eric.
That was Around the NFL with our guy, Eric. He's got – I don't even think either one of us have our own individual open, right?
Not individually, no. Together, yeah.
Yep. So, hey, coming up after the top of the hour break, Pickin' with the Pickers presented by Tim Leeper Roofing, none other than Darryl Walter.
I'm Jim Ryan. The FDA is set to begin its review of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine in smaller doses intended for children aged 5 to 11. The drug maker says those doses are safe and almost 91% effective at preventing infections in children. If all goes well, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says the first kids could be vaccinated in weeks. But for kids under 5,
we're probably looking into early 2022.
President Biden explained the ongoing negotiations over spending proposals, telling a CNN town hall that a plan for free two-year community college would be scrapped because of a lack of support. The investigation into the shooting death of a cinematographer on a movie set continues. Authorities say actor Alec Baldwin was holding a prop gun. Cinematographer Helena Hutchins was struck and killed. Director Joel Souza was also hurt. Buckingham Palace says Queen Elizabeth spent Wednesday at a hospital for preliminary investigations, and she is now in good spirits. This is ABC News.
Come rain or shine, high winds or mild breezes, blue skies or gray. It's a great time to consider getting vaccinated against COVID-19. Brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
I need a laptop that helps me work remote from Charleston or Charlotte or wherever I am this week.
It's possible.
How about a PC that can manage my workload at a price I can manage?
Also possible, because Staples Connect has the innovative tech and tools you need to take on the future of work. And now get up to $200 off select laptops, like the HP Pavilion with Intel i7 processor. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 10/23, limit 2, in-store only.
If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you're paying too much. Switching to Pure Talk saves the average family over $800 a year. Just dial #250 and say Jill 50 to save 50% off your first month. That's #250, say Jill 50.
If you have roofing, siding, or gutter needs, A&R Roofing is your one-stop solution. A&R Roofing combines the small-town values you trust with the big-league quality required to get the job done right. If you have an old roof that needs replacing or one that has storm damage, A&R Roofing can provide you with a free inspection. They specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofing, and custom copper roofing. A&R Roofing can also take care of your siding needs, whether it's vinyl siding, hardy board, or board and batten. Call Bob at A&R Roofing, 615-389-1916.
Golfers, it's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the Callaway Apex Trade-In Event running now through October 31st. Bring in any of your old clubs and receive a 50% trade-in bonus towards new Apex 21 irons. The Apex, Apex Pro, and Apex DCB are designed with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. Swing by and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Are you ready to rock, boys and girls?
Behold,
it's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Welcome back to the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. Ow.
Behold, a fiendish masterpiece!
This is Pickin' with the Pickers. For years, every Friday morning during football season, you've heard legends pick their picks.
Vince Gill, Steve the Colonel Cropper, Kathy Lee Gifford, Killer Bees, Dave Mason, Rob Schneider, Arsenio Hall.
It's time to pick the brains of the Pickers as they tell their tales and pick their picks. Pickin' with the Pickers is presented by Tim Leeper Roofing. And now, here are your hosts for Pickin' with the Pickers, Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
It is time for Pickin' with the Pickers, and in that intro, a participant every year. We need to get. I'm surprised we didn't include Daryl Waltrip in that intro of our little bragging of the lineup there.
Our humble brag, yes, about how we get big name sports and entertainment stars to do this segment.
But back with us once again, Daryl Waltrip. Good morning, DW. How you doing, man?
Hey, Daryl.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I am a little disappointed. Yeah.
Charge it to our heads, Daryl, and not our hearts.
It just didn't happen. That's okay. So, how? Look, that is a great intro, though. I mean, that's pretty wild and crazy, and Hey, before we get started, I want to tell you, last night we had our 11th Walter Brothers Charity Championship dinner at the Hall of Fame downtown, and we had Brooks and Dunn there last night. And I'm going to tell you, if you've never been to a Brooks and Dunn concert, or if you've ever been to a Brooks and Dunn concert, they knocked it out of the park. They were just, they were amazing. We had a great time. And I'm still reeling from last night. I did not want it to end. I can tell you, it was so much fun.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll make a deal. We'll put you on the intro if you give us an invite next year. How about that?
Well, I'll think about it.
I'll throw in some moonlight barbecue too. Hey, did you
we're talking.
Did you get your care package the last time you were on with us?
Hell, how long ago was that?
I don't know. 3 or 4 months ago? I don't know.
I don't think I did.
Well, Moonlight Barbecue owes me $50 then. Well,
call them up and tell them. Yeah. I'm sure they're big race fans. I go up there occasionally, eat there a lot, you know, when I'm in town. And those guys, the Bosley family, they've owned that joint for 100 years. They're good guys. So you just call them, tell them, send me my $50.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to get the barbecue to you. That was the plan. So,
I like that better. Yeah. Yeah, that would be a better deal. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
so what do y'all got going on today? What's up?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, around here, I mean, Titans, and I know you follow the Titans and everything. And with you, obviously, we want to talk racing and just the kind of year Kyle Larson is having. Of course, I guess it's always easier to do when you got the back of Hendrick Motorsports, but he's having a heck of a year.
Well, he really is. And, you know, I'm not surprised. I always knew Kyle was he's a wheel man. He can drive anything. He's a throwback. He's a Foyt or an Andretti or you know, somebody like that who back in the day drove sprint cars and Indy cars and stock cars. And that's Kyle. He just gets in the car. He doesn't say, hey, I don't like this car, change the right front spring. He's not that kind of guy. He just gets in the car. He drives it. He tells the team what the car's doing. And then the team reacts. He's got a great team around him. Rick Hendrick did an amazing job of hiring him. Tony Stewart was a little upset because Tony wanted to hire Kyle to come over to Stuart Haas, but Gene didn't think that was such a great idea. So Rick jumped on that, and I think if things go the way they've gone, he's going to win the championship. And I'm really proud. I'm happy for him because I think he got a raw deal. I mean, you know, it's just one of those situations that didn't work out so hot for him. He was playing a game on his computer and, you know, it all of a sudden went viral, it was crazy, and he said one thing he shouldn't have said, and it cost him his ride, it cost him his the rest of the year in Cup, and So I like him. I think he's a great kid. He's a good kid. And it's probably, you know, when I look back what happened, it probably made him a better person. It couldn't make him a better driver, but I do think it made him a better person.
Well, and he owned it. That's the thing. Yeah.
Well, he's fun. He always comes to our charity dinners. He and Denny Hamlin, all of them. And you know, my brother always says, Kyle is the nicest guy in the world. He never says a word until he has a couple of beers, and then he goes nuts. he likes to do. He'll get on stage and do karaoke after he's had a couple of beers. So anyway, he's just that kind of guy. He's a fun guy, and I hate what happened to him, but I'm glad he's where he is today because he's putting down some numbers, baby.
And Daryl, Kyle, of course, won here in Nashville earlier this year. How great was it to have Cup Series racing back here in Nashville?
Yeah, Eric Moses, who runs the Nashville Super Speedway, he and I become great friends. I love Eric. He's just
a great guy. I was able to interview him a couple times that way. Good dude, man.
And you know, the fun thing about it, way back the beginning of the year, he called me and he said, I'm Eric Moses, introduced himself, and like to have lunch. I don't know a lot about racing. I've been in sports my whole life, but just pick your brain. And we've had lunch together. We played golf together. He's just a really cool guy. But you know what I told him? I said, look, buddy. I said, this first race, you're going to knock it out of the park. That's not going to be the problem. What are you going to do for the next week? What are you going to do for next year? That's the challenge, so that you get people to come back. And I think they will. Kyle Larson dominated a race. I mean, he was in a league of his own. But nonetheless, it was three great days of racing over there. And Eric did a great job. And, you know, we had the Indy cars downtown running through the streets. We had the SRX series at the fairgrounds. Nashville, one of the hottest cities in the country, as you well know, and is becoming the racing capital of the world, I think. It's really amazing what's going on around here.
Well, and you add to that Indy with the street race. I mean, the Grand Prix, that's just that was nuts, just the reaction that came from that in an international event. What's headed at the fairgrounds, I think that's the next step with what Bruton Smith and his group are doing out there in conjunction, because there needs to be racing at the fairgrounds. To have the Cup back since, first time since 1984, but then having it at the fairgrounds on a short track, are we headed to having a Grand Prix road race and then a short track race and a super speedway race all in the same year? It looks like where we're headed, and we go from nothing to everything.
Yeah, well, you know, think about Indy. Raceway Park, which is a 5/8 mile short track just outside of town there. So they would have the Xfinity cars run there, the trucks on Friday night, Xfinity cars on Saturday night, and then run the Cup cars at the Speedway on Sunday. And I could see something like that happening here. I could see us having trucks in Xfinity at the fairgrounds, maybe even Cup. I don't know. Who knows what could happen there. But then have the cars, the Cup cars over at the Super Speedway on Sunday. So a lot of possibilities. There's so much potential and so many possibilities. I think that's where we are right now. We're just trying to sort them all out and figure out what's the best way to go. And last night, the governor was there. Governor Lee was there at our dinner. John Cooper, the mayor, was there. And Jerry Caldwell from the Bristol racetrack, who's, you know, working hard to get the fairgrounds up and running and remodeled and fixed like it needs to be. So, we're fortunate in having some people that are in high places that love racing, would like to see something like what we're talking about happen. If there's a way to do it.
Yeah, and I would imagine a guy in your position, from your standpoint, with your, you know, career in racing, you got to be thinking, in your history here in Middle Tennessee, you got to be thinking, you know, what took so long, right? I know there's a lot of stuff involved, but you had to be thinking, as I'm sure a lot of people here in the area, like, what took so long? And you're right, it was such a great summer of racing between the IndyCar, the NASCAR, and the SRX.
Yeah, well, I think, when you say what took so long, I think it was NASCAR and the changes they've gone through. They have some leadership right now. They're thinking outside the box. You know, we sort of have traditions and places we've gone and things we've done for the last 50 years. And there's some people that are running a sport now that are thinking a little bit differently, and they're thinking about road courses, and they're thinking about new venues. and they're just thinking about growing the sport. You're going to have, you know, the All-Star race or the Bud Shootout out there in the Coliseum and in L.A. So just these folks that we got running the sport right now, it may rub some of the traditionalists the wrong way, but I think what they're doing is opening a lot of doors and getting some new eyes to look at what we're doing. I think when we do that, then we're going to see this thing take off again like it did back in the 80s.
Yeah, and you mentioned it. I mean, I was there, you know, the weekend of the Ally 400. I mean, you know, Alvin Kamara, the running back of the Saints, former Tennessee star, was there. Bernard Pollard, former Titan safety, they were there. And yeah, they were all just saying, listen, this sport's for everybody, you know. And just the fact that NASCAR is reaching out to seemingly be more inclusive and just let everybody know, hey, this is a great sport to watch and follow and go to races. It's not just for certain kinds of people anymore. It's for everybody.
Yeah, with Denny Hamlin and Michael Jordan, they have a team now.
Mm-hmm.
And Bubba Wallace drives. They won at Talladega a few weeks ago. Pit Bull. Involved with Trackhouse and that group over there. So I think when people come, whether they stay or not, that remains, you know, we never know about that. They may come and dip their toes in the water and decide they don't like it and do something else. But just the fact that people with that kind of with that kind of reputation, that kind of name, are interested in NASCAR at this time, that's exciting. And that's bodes well for the future of the sport.
Here's my golf foursome: Darrell Waltrip, Pitbull, Hope Hines, and me. Can they go and pull that off?
Mr. Worldwide.
I'll talk to Hope about that.
Yeah. A couple of weeks ago, I called Hope, and he said, hold on a minute. I got a hit at my golf shot. I'm out here playing with DW, and I go, fine.
Yeah, we, you know what's funny? I don't know if you remember James Hamm or not. James was a driver at the fairgrounds back in the 70s and the 80s when I started. And we've become pretty good friends. And Hope has always been a friend from when he was at Channel 5. He's kind of been all over the country, and he's back home now, retired. And so we get to play golf together. And you can't make old friends. I think Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton do a song called "You Can't Make Old Friends." And Hope Hines and James and those people, they're just old friends. And it's fun to get together and reminisce a little bit and talk about what we have done and who knows what we might do. So it's just kind of fun.
Picking with the Pickers, presented by Tim Leeper Roofing. Darrell Waltrip is our guest this morning. And I want to circle back around to the current playoff picture. I mean, here we're heading, you know, got Kansas City, Martinsville, the cutoff, and you've got seven drivers trying to find three spots, man. It doesn't get any better than this. And you're talking about Blaney, Hamlin, Busch, Elliott, Keselowski, Truex, Logano. I mean, star appeal all the way through, and they're trying to jam themselves into this thing.
Yeah, it's that time of year, you know. It's funny, Denny Hamlin, he hadn't done a lot through most of the year, but when the playoffs start and the chase, you know, they're trying to make it into the final four. It's funny how Denny always steps up, he and his team. Kyle, I mean, there's no question. You can ask anybody in the sport right now, Kyle Larson is the guy to beat. He just wins, you know, he wins on a road course. He wins on a short track. He wins on a super speedway. He and his team are just, they've got it going on. If I'm going to bet, I'm going to bet on Kyle Larson. But Denny Hamlin's right there, and Brad Keselowski, he's not out of it. Logano's not out of it. And Chase Elliott, I remember what he did last year to win the championship. So the next three races are going to be pretty interesting to see the next two races, who's going to end up in the final four. Because I would put Larson's in, we know that, but who else is in, we don't know. And that's going to be the fun thing to watch.
In general, this whole playoffs system that NASCAR's had for some time now, how effective has it been in terms of, like, keeping people interested for the entire NASCAR season, in your opinion, D-Dub?
Yeah. I'm not I don't necessarily like the format.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the chase, and I don't like all that. I'm a traditionalist. I drop the green flag, and you race, and what happens, happens, and you drop the checkered flag, and whoever's in front, that's who wins. With the stage breaks and with the chase and the playoffs, what NASCAR has done, and and I'm not criticizing them at all. They run the sport. I just watch now. But, you know, they're trying to make it appealing not just to the core group of fans like myself, but to the perimeter fans, to the young kids that, you know, might get excited about a race or two or want to go to a race or two. So I understand where they're coming from. I don't necessarily agree with everything they do, but I never did. So that's nothing new. But a lot of it's driven by television. You know, when you know there's going to be a caution at 30 laps, that TV loves that because they can get all their commercials in. And whatever, it's kind of a combination of the TV people say, here's what we'd like to see. The NASCAR people saying, here's how we can do it. And then they go out and pull it off. So, I'm not a big fan of the Final Four. That's, you know, you can have a guy just like Kevin Harvick, who won 9 races last year. He didn't win a race at all this year.
Yeah.
So you can have somebody like that who doesn't make the Final Four. So there's a lot of things that can happen, and I guess that keeps people interested. And I know I'm going to be watching. I'm kind of curious as to who's going to be in the Final Four at Phoenix, and you know, in the next couple of weeks we'll know.
Daryl, any part of it you miss? I would imagine the camaraderie of being around the pit and just everything that goes into it. But we miss seeing you on TV. I mean, yeah, we love watching you drive, but I tell you what, we miss seeing you on TV. I'll just tell you that.
Yeah, well, you know, I retired 2 years ago.
Sure.
And at the time, I thought it was the right thing to do. And quite honestly, it worked out well because of COVID. You know, they did all the races last year from the studio. They weren't at the track, and I'm not that kind of guy. I'm a feel it, see it, touch it, hear it, smell it. I got to be there. So I don't think I'd have been that great as sitting in a studio and calling a race because I could do that from my couch here at home. I miss the competition, but you got to understand that I'm not talking about the competition on the track. I'm talking about the teams against NASCAR, the creativity. They'd make a rule, and then you try to figure out how to get around that rule. Or they'd make a rule, and you'd figure out unintended consequences. So I always loved that. I love the ingenuity side of it, being able to they'd make a rule and then figure out how to make it work for you, not against you. And I miss that a lot, and I definitely miss the people. I mean, just not seeing my friends every week like I have for 50 years, not 10 years, not 20 years, not 30 years. For 50 years, I was at the racetrack. And so not being there, it was hard to adjust. I was about 6 months behind on doing nothing, and I caught up in a hurry, and I'm way ahead on that now. So, but I got to tell you, my yard, my house, everything around here is immaculate. I got everything looking perfect.
You know what? You know how I do that? It's called a checkbook. That's how I get those things done.
Yeah. Well, I've done that too.
Daryl Waltrip is our guest with us. Do you sit and watch the races, and how do you?
I was just going to ask him that. What do you like on races? Are you by yourself? Do you have to be by yourself so you can, you know, kind of let it all hang out a little bit? Like, what do you like on race day?
Yeah, well, I'm sitting there. Tell him this. Why didn't you tell him that? Hey, did you not see that? Didn't you see what just happened? I get a little carried away, and my wife, you know, she won't watch a race with me because I'm wild and kind of crazy, and I'm always wanting them to do something they're not doing, and so it's just the way it is. It's the way it was with, and that's the way it was when I was in the booth, and that's the way it is when I'm here at home. I see things that maybe nobody else sees. I think about things that nobody else thinks about, because I've been there, I've done that, I have experience, and I know what I'm looking for. And so I get upset a lot of times because I feel like they don't necessarily tell the fans everything they need to know. But, hey, I'm sitting on the couch and they're in the booth, so it's really not up to me anymore. It's
so
up to them.
Where does Stevie go? Like neutral corner on that day? What?
Oh, she'll go down to the deli or somewhere and wait for the race to get over. She can't. What none of us can believe, and it's really kind of weird and how long the races are. Sometimes I mean,
yeah,
they just drag on and on and on, and it's almost predictable. They can have a race where, you know, they go through all this, they run the whole race, 20 laps go, they have a caution. and then they wreck all the cars. I mean, for the last 20 laps, sometimes it takes an hour to run 20 laps. And I just remember being at the track and situations like that would occur. And the NASCAR officials, the guys that call the races and run the track and all that, they'd come out of that, out of their little booth, and they'd be high-fiving each other. Boy, what a race. Did you see that finish? What a race. I said, whoa, 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 whoa. We didn't have a good race. We had a good finish, but we didn't have a good race. And so that, I guess a lot of the reasons why I'm sitting on my couch calling the races from home was because I wasn't always the most agreeable person. I have a tendency to go in the opposite direction. And NASCAR, they like people that agree with them. They like people that go along with what they're doing and think it's the best thing they've ever done. So, I mean, been in this sport all my life. I just think back to the way it used to be, and it can never be that way again. And when I try to make it that way, I get in trouble. So I just deal with it.
Darrell Waltrip, our guest, Picking with the Pickers, presented by Tim Leeper Roofing. And I want to bring in our sponsor, Tim Leeper. And Darrell, I met Tim Leeper at the annual Hope Hines charity golf event. He a big supporter of the Tennessee Baptist Children's Home, as is Hope. And in that tournament, this is exactly where I met our sponsor, and now he's become a really good friend of mine. Tim Leeper, say hello to DW.
Hi, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, Tim. We're doing great. Yeah, thanks for all your support, man. Appreciate it very much.
Well, yeah, it was last time I seen you guys, we was at the birthday bash, and Travis Tripp was there, and if there's ever a guy that I enjoy his music as much as any in the history of my life, it's Travis Tripp. So we had a great night that night.
Oh yeah, Anymore, that's my favorite song.
Well, let's do.
You would have enjoyed. I think. I mean, I love Travis. He's a good friend of mine. He's worked in my pit crew at Daytona one year, and so I love Travis. He's a really good friend. But you would have been blown away by Brooke Dunn last night. I tell you, that was one heck of a concert.
Again, the invitation's in the mail, right, DW? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, we're starting to put a list together for next year. I'll see if I can get your name on
there. Just do this. Say that. Just call me Hope's idiot friend, okay? That will be fine. So,
there you go.
All right. Hey, we actually keep up standings. Our Patton Cook, our secretary general for this. Patton, where are we?
Yep, week 7 was last week of Picking with the Pickers, so let's go ahead and run right through it. We had UT and Ole Miss. Everybody picked Ole Miss last week except Jeff Coffin. Ole Miss covered that game -3. Next up had Vanderbilt and South Carolina. South Carolina was favored by 18.5. Vandy covered in that one. Everybody picked that one right except Tim. He picked South Carolina minus the points. Next up, Kentucky and Georgia. Georgia was a 23-point favorite. Kentucky covered that one at the death of that game. The only person to pick Kentucky in that game, Tim Leeper.
I would have picked him. If you'd asked me, I'd have picked him.
Yeah. Oh, Kentucky boy, I'm surprised.
Yeah. And then our final game, we had the Titans and Bills on Monday night. Jeff Coffin and Greg, you guys both picked Titans plus the points. John and Tim, you picked the Bills. So that leads us right into our correct standings this time. They will add up to the correct amount, I promise. Tim Leeper, you're still in first place at 17-11. John, you are right near him at 16-12. Greg, you're at 15-13 in third place. And then the guest, Darrell, you're two games back, but that's not by your doing. You got a fresh slate this week.
Wait a minute. Get two games back. What kind of show is this anyway?
Well, you know, we've had
is this a NASCAR show or
no
what?
Not at all. We don't, you know, it's really we don't.
Darrell, you're two laps down. We haven't even started the race.
We've already red flagged you. Okay.
I can see that.
No, actually, we've had Vince Gill, Bill Anderson, Lee Greenwood, Jeff Coffin of the Dave Matthews Band. So, we have fun with this. We've been doing, Vince and I started this like 7 or 8 years ago, and Vince came on every Friday morning, and then we would have you've did it with him. You'd come on with Vince, but Vince obviously touring all over the world with the Eagles and everything.
So, I know. Yeah. I just saw Vince last week. I had him sign a guitar for me, and he was getting ready to hit the road, go out west, and I've known Vince Gill since. Well, I've known Vince Gill for a long time. He didn't know me, but I knew him for a long time. Belmont basketball.
Yeah.
You know, I saw him at. I think it was 1980. I saw him at the Minnesota State Fair. He was pure Prairie League at the time. I didn't know who he was, but Vince is a great friend. He and Amy are just really super people, and they help us a lot. So I love Vince.
He never says no. He never says no to anything, and it really.
Except to doing our awards or doing our dinner. He hadn't been able to pull that off yet, but he's going to.
All right. Well, if I get him there, I can come along. Okay.
you can come along. You can carry his guitar for
him. Yeah, I'm barely. All right. Let's pick some games. Alabama is a 25-point favorite over Tennessee. DW, you can go first. Alabama minus 25 over Tennessee.
Yeah, well, Alabama will. The score will probably be 52-0, but I'll take Alabama.
Okay. Yeah. Tim?
I'm with DW on this one. I'm going to say Alabama frounces them.
John?
Well, even if Hendon Hooker plays, he won't be 100%. If he doesn't play, that means you got Joe Milton. Roll Tide.
Yeah.
I'm laying the 25.
I guess we're all going to be in the same boat on this one. Alabama minus 25 for me as well, Patton. Vanderbilt is at home. Just a heartbreaker. They lost at South Carolina by a point last week. Mississippi State comes in 21-point favorites at Vanderbilt. Daryl?
Yeah, that's a tough one. Vanderbilt's not that bad. I think I'd go with Vanderbilt and take the points.
Yeah. Tim?
The one time
you laughing? Come on, man.
I'm going to pick Vandy. I've only lost once this year on picking against and for Vandy. I'm taking them this time.
All right. Vandy plus 21. John?
This one's tough. Give me Vanderbilt. Yeah, I'll take Vandy.
Well, there's going to be no separation if we agree on every game, okay? I'm going to take Vandy plus the 21 as well. MTSU, this game's at 5 o'clock this afternoon, by the way, on the CBS Sports Network. They go to UConn. MTSU is a 15-point favorite at UConn. DW?
Yeah, I think MTSU will cover that. I think I would go with them.
All right. Tim?
I'm going to break away. I'm going to pick UConn on this.
All right. You're done sucking up to DW. Okay.
I'm going to suck up to Tim then because I think Middle wins, but I think UConn covers. To go up there on a Friday afternoon, you know, UConn's not very good, but they're at home. Middle will win, but UConn will cover.
Well, DW, out there on this one all by yourself, I'm going to take UConn plus the points well. And then Sunday, the Chiefs come to town. The Chiefs are 4.5-point favorites over the Titans, coming off the big win over the Bills Monday night. Daryl?
Yep, I'm not going to bet against. I'm going with the Titans. I think that team is. It's as good as they're as good as I've seen in quite some time. And to win that game Monday night was amazing. You know, what are they, 6-1? I think. It's just I got to go with the Titans. I love the Titans.
Tim?
Man, I still don't think they've hit their stride. Yes, they had a couple of good wins in a row. I don't think they've hit their stride just yet. I think there's more in the tank, but I am going to go ahead and pick the Titans this week. I want them to be more consistent, man. That O-line's got to pick it up. I feel bad for our quarterback.
John?
I'm going to take
you think? Hey, you feel bad for him. How do you think he feels?
I'll take the Titans only because I feel like this game is going to be no more than a field goal.
Yeah, that feel.
Yeah, so I'll take the Titans.
I'm going to take the Titans as well. So we just agreed only with one pick, and that's Daryl going against MTSU, right? He took MTSU, right?
Yeah.
So. Tim, thank you, man.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate all you do, man.
Yep, I did. I met Tim Leeper out at the Hope Pines Golf Tournament, and we've become good friends ever since. Daryl, thanks for doing this. It's always fun having you on, man.
Oh, no, I enjoy it very much. And, I'll check back in and see how we did on our picks.
I will. I'll let you know.
We'll work on getting you on that list for next year.
Yeah, and I'll work on getting you that Moonlight Barbecue I paid for you never got.
Yeah. I'm waiting for it.
Thank you, Daryl. Right,
appreciate you, D-Dub.
All right. See you guys.
One of a kind. Just one of a kind.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate that. We'll take a break and try to get caught up, but I want to thank Daryl Waltrip, Tim Leeper Roofing. That was Picking with the Pickers. Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based Mid-State company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
It's the sound of the skates sliding on the ice. It's the rumble of music and vibration under your feet. It's the sea of gold sweeping across Bridgestone Arena. The Nashville Predators are back in action with the excitement you've been waiting for. These are the golden moments you do not want to miss. Single game tickets are on sale now. Visit NashvillePredators.com/tickets to secure your seat. Grab your gold and show your pride because we're painting the town Preds. Smashville, it's time for Nashville Predators hockey. Visit NashvillePredators.com today.
Forecast. Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR SkyScan forecast. Today is going to be partly sunny with a high of 66. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, low 48. Sunshine Saturday, high 72. Sunday, stray shower to start, otherwise sunny. Utilizing the resources of the Bubblebug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue, and welcome to the OVC Football Weekly Spotlight presented by Delta Dental of Tennessee. Keep your health care costs low and your health at an all-time high with the power of preventive dental and vision plans from Delta Dental of Tennessee. Choose your health first. Choose Delta Dental. UT Martin improved to 5-1 with a win at Eastern Illinois for the team's longest winning streak since its OVC championship season of 2006. The Skyhawks moved up to number 13 in the FCS coaches poll, which is the team's highest national ranking since 2006. The Skyhawks play their next three games at home, beginning with Southeast Missouri Saturday. SEMO running back Geno Hess scored twice last week to increase his season total to 11 rushing touchdowns, the most in the FCS, after leading the country with 12 scores last season. Hess also ranks fourth nationally in total rushing yards and eighth in rushing yards per game. Hess went over 2,000 rushing yards in his career, becoming only the 10th player in SEMO history to accomplish that feat. With his overtime win over Tennessee Tech last week, Tennessee State won back-to-back games for the first time since the beginning of the 2018 season. The Tigers are now 3-3 under first-year head coach Eddie George. Murray State quarterback DJ Williams and UT Martin running back Zach Wallace were named OVC co-offensive and co-newcomers of the week, while UT Martin linebacker Dakarius Stevens was defensive player of the week. Top specialist was Murray State returner Malik Honeycutt. A four-game Saturday involving OVC teams, two count in the league standings, Austin Peay at Murray State and TSU at Eastern Illinois. The SEMO game at UT Martin doesn't count, while Tennessee Tech hosts Virginia Lynchburg. Follow the league on all your favorite social media platforms at OVC Sports. You won't believe it until you OVC it. This has been the OVC Football Weekly Spotlight presented by Delta Dental of Tennessee. Choose your health first. Choose Delta Dental. I'm Greg Pug wishing everybody a great weekend of OVC football.
Get the ultimate mouth guard with affordable coverage from Delta Dental of Tennessee. Offering a large network of dentists and a variety of plans, you'll get better coverage than a defensive secondary. Learn more at DeltaDentalTN.com.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is four-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Paid for by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
We can see your smile, and we think you should be able to see it too. With Delta Dental of Tennessee and Delta Vision, we can improve your overall well-being by keeping your teeth and eyes healthy. Visit DeltaDentalTN.com to find an affordable plan.
Sports Radio WNSR.
It's Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Happy Friday. Football Friday. We just got done with a great Picking with the Pickers segment with Daryl Waltrip, right, Greg? It was
great.
Yeah,
just DW is so gracious. He really is. We got a guy, Killer Bees is in town. Of course, we had Killer on the Picking with the Pickers segment, what, about six weeks ago. But Beezer is in town tonight and tomorrow. Bees, what's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy. I am, one, it's good to hear y'all's voice, man. I love your show. Y'all rock. At this certain point in time, I am en route to do a podcast with Willie Nelson's granddaughter.
Whoa. How about that?
So, yeah, I'm headed to the Willie Nelson Museum. It's up across the street from the Gaylord Hotel.
Yeah. Hey, it's corporate driving, right? I mean, tell
corporate is corporate doesn't let me drive a lot. That's two rules we have when we travel. I don't get to drive, and I'm not supposed to speak when we're in the car. which has served me well, quite frankly. So this is like a little oasis for me.
So tonight at 7, I want to get this, excuse me, please. Tonight at 7 and tomorrow night at 7, right? At Zany's?
And then Sunday night at 7.
7,
as well.
Yeah. All three nights,
yeah,
7 o'clock.
I'm held over. I'm man.
Well, I look forward. I'm coming tomorrow night to tomorrow night's show.
Are you going?
Yeah, I'm going.
Nice.
Yeah,
Good for you.
I've got the TSU game, and I'll be off the air around 6.
Right.
With that. So
it's 2 o'clock kick.
Yeah, my daughter and her husband and myself, we're going to go check out Killer Bees at Zany's tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday night, 7 o'clock. And I'll be there tomorrow night. Can't wait.
Cool. So what are you wearing? Let's dress alike. If we each had a shirt that said I'm was stupid,
yeah, the arrow's pointing. Yeah, I think that's a good look for you guys.
It would be, you know, people mistake us for each other all the time anyway.
Hey, Bees, what's it like? You know, the process of just, you know, keeping your act fresh and coming up with new jokes and new stories to tell and stuff like that. What's that process like for you?
Well, I'm so lucky, man, blessed. Let me take that back. I am so blessed that I'm able to take just everyday stupid things I do or say and put them in my act. We coined the phrase, corporate and I coined the phrase this morning, man stupid. She was talking. I said something that she referred to as being man stupid, and I'm like, I got to write that down. Because I think that happens in a lot of marriages, something that's construed as man stupid. So so just stuff that happens to me, man, stuff that goes on. Corporate fault at the store, some charcoal-infused toothpaste. It actually, I'd never heard of it. It actually foams up black in her mouth. You know, I use Crest toothpaste, and then my breath is like minty fresh. She gets done brushing, her breath is mesquite. So, but all the black stuff just washes right out, and then her teeth return right back to their normal yellow. Okay, I just got that look from her. It was the look that says, this is why you don't speak when we're in the car. And now she's doing a callback to that was man stupid. Yeah. So welcome to my world.
Bees, man, it's good to have you back in town. Are you, you know when you're doing the Grand Ole Opry again?
November 9th.
Oh, man.
I'll be back at the Opry. That will be appearance number 6 for me.
Yeah.
So that is a lot of fun as well, brother. So just very blessed in my career, dude. I'm going to talk about early in the year. So, and I'm good at making stuff funny, so narrowly avoiding death is hilarious.
Well, I'm glad you're okay, Bees. Yeah, you know what I think.
Yeah, me too. Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
Very blessed, man. So God's a big thing in our lives, and he's been so, so good to us and continues to be.
Well, I look forward. Guess what I'm going to be doing at about 12:45 this afternoon? I'm having lunch with Mr. Bees and corporate today.
Really?
That is right, sir. Mm-hmm. Now, Greg, is that an undisclosed location, or do we mention it? I don't know really the protocol.
Yeah, we can mention it. We're going to Sperry's in Cool Springs.
All right. We'll stop in and say hi to Greg Polk and Killer Bees and corporate.
Yep. So,
Yep. So autographs are going to be free today, by the way. It's free autograph Friday. They're in crayon, if that's okay. My autographs look a lot better since my palsy cleared up.
Oh, God. Oh, man. We just wanted to touch base with you. You know what we think of you. And when you get back up here in a couple weeks, too, we'll hook up again. We'll see you in a little while. See you, buddy.
Yeah, man. I love you. Take care, guys.
We love you, Bees.
On the planet.
All right. Tonight, tomorrow night, Sunday night, 7 o'clock at Zany's. Killer Bees. And, yeah, I'm going to the Saturday night one.
Nice.
Tomorrow night, yeah.
That ought to be fun. Enjoy.
Look forward to that. And
some of us will be working Saturday.
Well, and, I'll be working all up until then. I got prep football talk tomorrow morning, and then I got my football game tomorrow afternoon, and the show's at 7. I'll be done around 6. So
Slide on over. Yeah,
perfect timing to go over there. And I was going to ask him, he really built Zany's. If you've been by Zany's over there, they have the big caricatures up on the side. Mm-hmm. One of them, it's him. Mm-hmm. I forgot to ask him about that. He's like 10 foot tall with his head on the side of that building as well. All right, take a call or two, 615-844-5600, the F&M Bank phone line. Clay, good morning.
Pogie, it's Friday. Let's have some fun today.
We're doing it, buddy.
JB?
Yes, Clay. What's up, buddy?
Love you, brother.
Love you too, man. Anchor down.
Greg, how does that make you feel when I tell John I love him? I'll tell you that.
It makes me feel better.
All right, this is all in fun, okay, Pogie?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So many years ago, maybe four or five, six years when I accosted you at the Kentucky game.
Yeah.
So how does that compare to me calling you when you're trying to leave Turner Field?
Well, when you're calling me as I'm trying to lose Turner Field when my Brewers were eliminated, the thing about that, I could ignore it. When you accosted me at Memorial Gym with 4 minutes to go in the Kentucky game, and security came over and said, "Are you okay?" Yeah, I couldn't avoid you there. So there is a distinct difference.
Boys, and Pogi, I've said this before about the Braves. You need to get taps ready for Monday.
You think they're done?
I think they're done.
They can't win one out of two?
The Dodgers have won 7 straight elimination games. Did y'all know that?
Yep. 10's the record. Yeah, by the
and
Giants.
I just think the momentum has totally flipped. And
you know, I think it helps the Braves. There's a day in between.
You see,
if they didn't have to come back right away today and play, does that make sense?
It does. Yeah.
JB.
Yes.
Pretty simple to me, the Titans-Chiefs game, and I heard you say this earlier. The Titans somehow, with how beat up they are in the secondary, they've got to find a way to put pressure on Mahomes.
Absolutely.
And like you said, get him off the spot. You know, if they can't, I mean.
Yeah, if he's sitting back there patting the ball, burping the baby with no pressure behind him, I got a bad feeling about what he can do to that secondary and that defense. I think he's going to be like a surgeon on him, cutting him up all day. So that's going to be the key. Got to get a couple turnovers, got to get a couple sacks, you know.
This is very important. I did not hear either one of you's picks. So did y'all go Titans plus the points or Chiefs? Minus the points.
We both went Titans plus the points.
Just because I feel like either whoever wins, it's only going to be by like a field goal or something like that. So
I don't know, boys.
The Chiefs aren't the Chiefs of 2 years ago, okay? Or
but
even
last
year.
They're starting to get their act together, but their defense is they can't stop a nosebleed.
They're bad against
I'm feeling
run.
A little bit of Fugazi.
I have no idea what that Titans. Means. Okay. Well, the Titans are not Fugazi. You just wanted to say it. See you, Clay.
Thanks, Clay.
See you, boys.
Anchor down, buddy.
By the way, Jason, Buckeye Jason, he's going to shoot me for that. Hawkeye Jason, Tony in Nolensville wanted to know who our underdog picks were from yesterday. And Jason, thank you. I took Colorado +8.5, George, Oklahoma State +7, Watson, Charlotte +6.5, and Terry took Louisiana Tech plus
Who's
6.
Who's Colorado playing?
At Cal. And I think both of them suck. That was my thinking. You know,
all right. Based on that logic.
You know, buying a car can be overwhelming, especially now that demand is back in full swing. Lucky for you, Edmunds has been taking the stress out of car shopping for over 50 years. Edmunds editors drive over 500,000 miles every year, testing thousands of hours on hundreds of new vehicles. They review almost every car on the market and rank the best ones in each category so you can narrow your search and compare options side by side to find the best vehicle for you. When you're ready, Edmunds makes it easy to find options in your area with accurate price estimates and the helpful filters. They do all the work for you. You may know what kind of color or model you want or what kind of features. Certainly your price point is huge. The distance, engine type, drivetrain. There's so many things about a vehicle that you're about ready to buy that you do not have an idea about. Edmunds 20,000 miles is what they do on these vehicles, over 500,000 miles every year. Edmunds is here to guide you to your perfect vehicle. Visit Edmunds.com to see the best car rankings and search for vehicles near you. That's Edmunds.com, Edmunds.com, Edmunds.com for cars. There's Edmunds. You know what I did? I'm not in the market, but I just wanted to see what my vehicle was worth, or mm-hmm. our vehicles. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah, I'm not upside down yet.
Yet.
We'll take a break and be back and wrap it up in a few.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
You have a vision. We have the financing to make it happen. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we have the resources that individuals, families, and businesses need to grow and achieve their goals. As an independent local community bank, we're able to provide loans with great rates, fast decision-making, and personal service from one of our local, friendly lenders. We believe in the power of possibility. It's why we say yes more often. Wilson Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR SkyScan forecast. Today is going to be partly sunny with a high of 66. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, low 48. Sunshine Saturday, high 72. Sunday, stray shower to start, otherwise sunny. Utilizing the resources of the Motherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Got a few more moments, and then we're 88 out of the gate. Audience, Kazoo's Braves baseball. Hopefully, just one game. We'll have that, of course. MTSU at 5 o'clock today. Be in front of the TV watching that.
Have CBS. A little Moscow Mule, a little happy hour, and watch the Blue Raiders.
High school football. Get out and see it tonight. CPA at Lipscomb tops the thing. That's a huge game.
Mm-hmm.
CPA at Lipscomb. Tomorrow morning, Prep Football Talk, our guest will be Ravenwood coach Will Hester and defensive back Miles Pollard, who's headed to Michigan, of all places. Hmm. So we're going to have him on as well. So get out and see some high school football. Of course, you got your thing tonight.
UPS Store Friday Night Football right after the late news on News Channel 5. Check it out.
Pat, what are you up to this weekend?
Got Austin Peay women's volleyball running the Jumbotron on that on Saturday, and then I'm partaking as a fan. Sunday I'll be down there at a Nissan Stadium, ready for another hopefully exciting game.
So what do you think? We didn't get your pick.
I think the Titans are going to win again. I think after last week, I think Derrick Henry, the way he's running against this Chiefs defense, I think the Titans are going to gain a lead and they're going to hold on to it.
Hmm. What say you?
I think it's going to be a field goal game. I'm leaning towards the Chiefs just because, you know, again, the issues that we have with the Titans secondary being banged up. But, you know, Titans will be right in this. I guarantee you that.
Yep. Vanderbilt at home against Mississippi State. That is at 3 o'clock tomorrow on the SEC Network. And then Tennessee at Alabama, the ESPN game tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. And we're all sort of thinking Alabama just – sort of runs roughshod over them. I do anyway.
Yeah,
I
think, with Hooker, yeah. Even if he plays, he's not going to be 100%. And if it's Milton, ugh.
Yeah, Tennessee, you know what they want to do? Keep it, get it to a third quarter, fourth quarter type game. And mm-hmm. Yeah, I just don't see that happening as well. WKU is at FIU tomorrow night as well. So big weekend. Big weekend. Preds are on the road. Nashville SC, the Preds are at Winnipeg.
Winnipeg, yeah.
And Nashville SC is at Philly, the big one there. They've got a three-game lead on Philly for between second and third place in the conference, and obviously an outright Philly win puts it tied. So a big, big – yeah, you'll take a draw right now, won't you, and maintain that three-point lead.
That is my official prediction. My last prediction was a Hani Mukhtar goal slash an assist, and he got both that night. Yeah. So I'm going with
– my prediction is he won't make the trip.
That's – I'm willing to bet something on that, more than a pizza.
Yeah, of course, people, he's been suspended for one game for his fifth yellow card accumulation. So, anyway. And I'll be over and see Killer Bees tomorrow night at Zane's.
Yeah,
you got a big day
coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, long
good
day.
On you.
Yeah, but yeah, good. And get to go anytime I can spend time with my daughter and son-in-law, that time is allotted.
Right.
Yeah, so, and course, but anyway, well, good, man. Plaster this afternoon from 2 to 4. The afternoon, what's that thing called? The stretch? Are they stretching now?
I'm sorry,
they still stretching.
I wasn't listening.
I know you aren't.
There's an afternoon show.
Yeah,
it's after Plaz.
Yeah,
really?
It's Zach Williams, Ray Dosky, and Bruno Reagan at 4 o'clock.
I do want to give a shout out to Bruno. I, as a Vanderbilt fan myself, I know you're not going to like this, John, but he does a post game show immediately after the Vanderbilt games, and he does a great job. I know this won't go over well with you, John, but I enjoy his breakdowns.
Where is it? Like,
I'm just
online?
Glad somebody actually listens to what he has to say, because yep. Certainly the listeners in this market don't. But good for him, I guess. I don't know, whatever. Bruno Reagan, Zach Williams, whatever.
Him and Chris Lee do a great job.
Yeah.
Well, good for them.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening. Jim Roman's next. Have a great weekend.